we start this, I'd like you to look at the screen. I'll show you some pictures and tell me kung ano yung pipiliin nyo sa mga pictures na ipapakita ko. Okay ba yun? Okay? So kailangan ko ng participation nyo. A picture of Jollibee and McDonald's. Okay? Kung sino yung pipiliin mo, isigaw mo. 1, 2, 3. Grabe. Sakit. Aray. Ah, tama na, tama na, tama na. Okay, okay. Ah. Okay, okay, okay. Okay, narinig ko mo, narinig ko. Okay. Yung iba, KFC eh. Okay, ito ba, next. Kung mapipiliin kayo, Jeep o FX? Ikaw mo, sagot mo. Ah, grabe. Sakit. Okay, ito ba, ito ba. Okay, ito ba, ito ba. Samsung or iPhone? Okay, 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 okay. Okay. Okay, ito. Ito, ito. Enrique Hill or Daniel Padilla? Grabe. Grabe. Okay, okay na. Yung iba, alam ko na. Sumigaw pa lang. Alam mo na yung choice. Di ba? Okay, ito. Last na. Last. Controversial. Okay? San Miguel or rain or shine? Ay. Ay! Okay. Okay na. You know, why did I allow you to shout at me? Or make the choice? Okay, that you've shouted. You know, every day, I would say that we are bombarded with different choices. You know, even before coming here, you made a choice. Ang choice mo is, pupunta ka ba o hindi? Or kaya, uuwi ka pa muna para magpalit kasi ayaw mo naka-uniform, civilian, para cool? Or mag-uniform ka na lang kasi late ka na. Okay? Yung iba sa inyo rito, ang pinili mo, mag-jeep ka ba o maglalakad ka para makakain ka mamaya? O yung iba, mag-rollerblades papunta rito. Naka-rollerblades sa Marcos Highway, no? Okay? O yung iba naman dito, ang choice mo is, uupo ka ba sa harap o uupo ka ba sa likod? Ay, sa likod na lang para pwede magkentuhan. Di ba? Para pwede mag-text at hindi nakakahiya dun sa nagpipreach. O, yung iba dyan, tinatamaan. O, yung nag-notes ako, ha? Notes, Instagram yan? Diba? O, yung iba naman dito, papasok ba ako? O kaya magta-time zone na lang? So, yung iba, sa inyo, you've made the right choice. Yung mga nandun, ewan ko na lang. You know what? Sana maganda, no? Kung yung choices natin, eh, puro ganun lang. Madadali lang. But there will come a time that you will have to make a choice between life or death. Okay? For you to better understand what I'm talking about, I want you to watch this video. Okay? Pwede bang ipalabas natin tong video na to?
Lưu tinh đồ hồ.
Okay. Grabe, no? Tatalon siya, pwede siya mabuhay, pero matatusok siya, or masusunog siya sa building. Okay? So, you know, just to give you, okay, para mas ma-imagine nyo, life or death. Okay, may mga choices sa buhay natin. Whether you like it or not, you have to make that decision. Okay? Nung high school ka, ang choice mo lang is bago ka mag-college, anong course ang kukunin mo? Diba? Eventually, dahil sa sobrang talino mo, napasa mo lahat ng eskwelahan, saan kaya ako mag-aaral? Yes, diba? O kaya, nung nag-college ka na, eh ang ganda, sobrang ganda mo talaga, wala kang katulad. Ang choice mo naman ngayon is, sino ang pipiliin mo sa lahat ng mga manliligaw mo? Diba? Haba ng hair! Diba? Hanggang ano, hanggang Marcos sa iyo ay abot. Diba? Or maybe you're saying, I'm old enough, will I have a boyfriend or a girlfriend at this time? Okay? May decision ka ng balak gawin. Or maybe for some of you, okay, gustong maging adventurous, magbibisyo ba ako? Or mag-aaral na lang akong mabuti? Sasali ba ako sa frat? Okay? Or sasali ako sa life box? Diba? Sa school nyo? Diba? Or after mong graduate, may choices ka pa sa mga graduating na. Okay? Anong trabaho ang nag-aantay sa'yo? Will you migrate abroad? Or will you stay here in the Philippines? So, basically, whatever season that you have in your life, you will have to make choices. You will have to make decisions. Okay? Yun po yung pag-uusapan natin ngayong gabi. Andiyan pa ba kayo? Okay. I'd like to make this statement. In every choice we make, there is always a reason why we make that choice. For some of you, kaya kayo pumunta rito kasi aircon. Diba? Kaya kayo umupo sa harap kasi gusto nyo makinig. Kaya kayo umupo sa likod kasi gusto nyo mag-pray. Pinagpe-pray nyo yung mga nasa harap na nakikinig. O, diba? So, kanya-kanyang trip lang yan. Okay? And in a deeper sense, you know, you make those choices because inside of you, there is this motive. May motibo ka. Bakit mo pinipili yung mga decisions or choices na meron ka? For some of you, kaya ka may relationship ngayon, it's because you want someone to always say, I love you to you. Okay? Gusto mo, may nagsasabi, ay grabe, meron nakaka-relate doon. Grabe. Diba? Gusto mo, may nagte-text sa'yo every morning ng, miss you. Ah, diba? After nyo mag-usap hanggang alas 4 ng umaga, nagising ka ng alas 6 na miss ka na niya kaagad. Grabe, antibay. Diba? Gusto mo, kung ikaw yung girl, may naghahatid sa'yo. May nagbubuhat ng pouch mo. Pouch lang, no? Pinapabuhat pa. Diba? May nangilibre sa'yo sa lunch, sa dinner. Ah, naging sugar daddy na. Sugar daddy pala yung gusto mo. Okay? You have reasons why you make those choices. Okay? Meron kang motibo. For some of you, you join organizations because you want to belong. Okay? You want to choose this course, kaya mo gusto maging IT, o kaya maging nurse or engineer, is because in the future, you want to be rich. You want to have a good life. You want to have your own car and your own house. Kaya mo pinipili ang choices na yan. And you know, nothing is wrong with that. Wala pong masama sa mga pagpili po ng mga ganung bagay. Pero, ang tanong, ano yung motibo? Ang motibo ba nun is basically for you to be happy? Paano mo malalaman kung sa'yo lang umiikot lahat ng choices mo? Bakit ka ba nag-relationship? Para maging masaya ako. Bakit ko pinili itong course na to? Para maging mayaman ako. Bakit ako sumaya sa org na to? Para makabilong ako. Ako. Kung makikita nyo, if you will think of the choices that you are making today, isn't it that all those choices are just revolving around you? Ikaw ba lagi yung bida? Ikaw ba lagi yung reason? Okay? Ikaw ba lagi yung magbe-benefit with that choice? And that's okay. Pero you know what? Could there be a higher reason? Could there be a higher, meron bang matinding dahilan kung bakit mo pipiliin tong choice na to more than you just being happy? Could it be that the reason you want to make that choice is you want to make God happy first? Alam niyo ba na yung decisions na meron ka ngayon, more than you being happy, I believe, those are presented to you is because for you to make God happy. At secondary na lang po yung ikaw yung magiging happy. Dapat yung motto mo, yung parang sinabi ni Enrile, gusto ko, happy ka. Di ba? Yung sinabi niya na gano'n, na tuwing may decision ka, tuwing face ka ng decision, Lord, ano ba yung pipiliin ko? Dapat yung pipiliin ko, Lord, yung gusto ko, happy ka. Gano'n. Gaganon ka pa tuwing magbigay ka ng decision. Diba? Yung mga decisions na meron ka ngayon, could it be that it's just for you to honor God? Could it be that those decisions are designed for God to see if you will choose Him more than yourself being happy? Are you here with me? You know, as we talk about this, I'd like you to may mga ano ba kayo? May mga notebook ba kayo? May mga ballpen ba kayo? Kung may Bible kayo, ihandaan nyo na rin. I'll be reading some word from the Bible, and I'm sure you will all learn from these words. You know, there are three things that will help us make right decisions. Ito, medyo practical to. At the same time, this is from God, I believe. Unang-una, in making the right decision, you have to qualify what is temporary and what is eternal. Okay? Medyo malalim ba? Okay? Ano ba yung pang ngayon lang? Ano yung makaka-affect sa'yo pang habang buhay? Okay? I'd like to read in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. It says there is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end, it leads to death. You know what? There are things that we do today that as you do it at first, it seemed right. O okay lang naman. Wala namang masama. Okay, nag-e-enjoy ka naman. But then if you realize those things that you're doing, if not careful, it could lead to death. You know, example is, you know, having pleasure in your life. Alam nyo ba na yung pleasure is designed by God, but it's only designed in the context of marriage. You know, if you do it outside marriage, if you have pleasure in terms of premarital sex or immorality or pornography, that is not the design of God. And as you do that, you're saying, okay naman ako eh. Nag-e-enjoy naman ako eh. Temporary. But you're not doing something for eternity. What's life after this? Ang buhay ba ito na lang? You know, another thing is having a relationship. Wala naman pong masama magkaroon ng relationship. Ang ano po, ang life box, ang victory po, hindi po kami anti-relationship. As a matter of fact, we believe that one day, all of you, hopefully, magkakaroon kayo ng partner in life. Tingnan mo kayong katabi mo, hindi ikaw yon sabi mo. Okay. Baka bang nagatinginan kayo, sabi na eh. Buti na lang, nagpunta ka dito. Ito yung word ni God para sa'yo. Diba? Okay? You know what? I believe that even the creator of relationship wants you to be happy. And that is God. Okay? But then, a lot of times, we are so, nearsighted. Ang nakikita mo lang is yung pangayon. Okay? Yung temporary, okay na to. Siguro siya na yung last. Siguro wala na magmamahal sa akin katulad ng pagmamahal niya sa akin. So ibibigay ko na lahat. Di ba? Wala nang natira. Eh ang problema, after ilang months, iniwan ka, okay? Pinagpalit ka sa iba, yun yung masakit. Eh ang problema, ibinigay mo na lahat eh. Temporary. Okay? You know what? I believe, even in our relationships, God should be honored. I believe relationships were made by God for Him to be honored. And if God is not honored in our relationships, What's the point of having that relationship? Kung hindi po si God yung masaya because of that kind of relationship that you're having now, what's the point of it? What is the point? Ask yourself, Lord, so ibig sabihin pala nito, sa akin lang pala umiikot tong relationship na to? Kasi hindi ka pala, baka hindi ka pala masaya? Eh baka nga. Then you have to ask God. You know, another thing probably very practical is for you to graduate. Sino sa inyo rito naniniwala ka na gusto ni God na makagraduate ka? Yan. Pero alam nyo ba, more than you graduating, okay, and having good grades, God wants you to honor Him as you study. Kasi minsan, iniisip nyo, ha, goal ni God, makagraduate ako. So, mangungopya ako. Diba? Kasi yung goal lang naman sa inyo ni God is makagraduate eh. Kahit anong paraan. Kaya tuwing mag-exam ka, pinagpipray mo, Lord, sana po, hindi po magkasakit yung classmate ko, magaling. Lord, sana po, absent yung prof namin. Lord, sana may malaglag na test paper at pumunta sa harap ko. At yun po yung magiging sagot ko. Diba? Tapos nakagraduate ka, thank you, Lord. O kaya yung dream mo, maging summa cum laude. Meron ba ditong ganon? Yung katabi mo mukhang summa cum laude. Yes. Diba? You know what? Kung mangyayari po sa inyo yun, kami po yung pinaka-proud na mga tao. Okay? Pag nangyari yun sa inyo. We'll be very happy for all of you. But you know what? You know what? I hope as you do it, as you claim that dream and ambition in your life, you will choose to honor God. You will not just be after graduating. You will not just be after having high grades and getting summa cum laude, having these Latin honors. I hope that in the span, in the journey, in going there, you will be saying, Lord, I want to go there, but in this journey, in this time of walking, in this time of studying, I want to honor you. Gusto ko pag-graduate ko, sasabihin ko, gusto ko, happy ka. Ganun. Si Lord pa rin yung masaya. Okay? Masaya yung magulang mo, oo. Masaya yung mga kaibigan mo, oo. Pero, ang tanong, magiging masaya ba si Lord? Pag tinignan niya yung buong time ng nag-aaral ka, nahimik ka. You know what? There's this man in the Bible by the name of Joshua. You know, si Joshua, ito yung time na, itong kukwento ko sa inyo, ito yung time na after na nilang manalo sa lahat ng wars, after na nilang manalo sa lahat ng battles, ang daming kingdoms na binigay sa kanila ni Lord, and ito yung time na kinausap niya yung mga Israelite. Kasi after all the battles that they have won, yung mga Israelite, may iba pa rin silang God. Alam niyo ba yung mga ganun yung lahat na binigay ni Lord, tapos sa huli tatalikuran pa rin nila si Lord? Yung parang, yung minsan may ganun mga tao, di ba, yung nagmahal ka, binigay mo na lahat, nilibre mo, niregaluhan mo, tapos, pagkatapos, tinalikuran ka. Parang ganun yung mga Israelite. You know what? At times, ganun tayo kay Lord eh. Pag kailangan, Lord, Lord. Pero pagkatapos na ibigay ni Lord, Lord, dyan muna, babay muna. You know, in Joshua chapter 24, this was Joshua's talking to the people. Sabi niya, now fear the Lord and serve Him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your forefathers worshipped beyond the river and in Egypt and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods of your forefathers serve beyond the river and the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me, grabe yung choice nyo, and my household, we will serve the Lord. Sabi niya, bahala kayo kung pipiliin niyo yung mga God na yan. But as for me in my household, I will serve the Lord. You know what Joshua understood? That choosing God is not temporary. Choosing God is choosing eternity. Joshua is not just after enjoying this life. Alam niyo ba na God has more than you enjoying this life on earth? Akala niyo siguro, Lord, sana po magkaroon ako ng magandang trabaho, magkaroon ako ng magandang bahay, kotse, pamilya, lumaki yung mga magiging anak ko ng maayos, and then magbo-travel kami ng asawa. You know what? God has more than that for you. He has the whole eternity for you. He has the whole heaven and his whole lifetime eternity for you. The question is, will you choose eternity more than temporary, more than the things of this earth? You know, in verse 22, ja-jump lang ako dun sa verse 22, sabi niya, then Joshua said, you are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen to serve the Lord. Ito yung sinabi nila, yes, we are witnesses. In short, pinili po nila si Lord. Alam niyo ba yung mga choices niyo today? Those will make an impact not just to you, not just to your family, but to the people around you. Pinili ni Joshua to serve God. And you see, the whole Israelite, the whole nation of Israel, they chose also to serve God. That's the power of choosing eternity. Because other people also will be benefited. They will also learn. They will also benefit from your choice. So tuwing may iisipin ka, tuwing may choice ka, huwag mong isipin yung sarili mo lang. When you make that choice, whether how small that is, nangungopya ka ba o hindi? Magpapakopya ka ba o hindi? Pa-absent ka ba o hindi? Magka-cut ka ba ng class? Hindi. You know what? Those choices, people are affected by those. Parang sa'yo, okay lang yan. Wala naman masyado nakakapansin. Akala mo lang yun. They look at your life. People look at your life. If you serve the Lord, there's a big tendency that it will also serve the Lord. You have to make the right decisions because those people are looking at your life. You know, there's this comparison. I want to show you a comparison of two people. The other one is an atheist. He doesn't have a relationship with God. And then the other one is a Christian or a disciple. See, Max Jukes was an atheist who lived in New York during the 19th century. Ito yung 560 known descendants niya. 7 were murderers. 60 became thieves. 67 reported having syphilis. 100 were alcoholics. 50% of the women in his family line became prostitutes. And 300 died prematurely. One man probably made a choice in his time. Ito yung gagawin ko. Mag-enjoy ako. Hindi ako maniniwala kay God. I will enjoy this time. But you see, his choice made an effect to the people after him. Yung legacy niya, sumunod. You know, and on the other hand, Jonathan Edwards is a disciple of God. After him were 300 preachers, 295 were college graduates, 100 were missionaries, 100 were lawyers, 80 held public office, including one vice president of the United States. Grabe, no? 13 U.S. senators and one state governor, 3 big city mayors and 1 U.S. comptroller. 75 military officers, 65 college professors, including 13 college presidents, and 56 physicians, including 1 dean of medical school. You see, the choices that these guys made were so extreme and different. But then, hindi lang po sa kanila yung effect. It affected the next generation after them. And more so, it affected eternity, I guess. I'm sure Jonathan Edwards is enjoying his time with God now, forever, together with these descendants that he has. I don't know for Max Jukes. And I hope you will be Jonathan Edwards more than Max Jukes to choose the right choices. You know, in Matthew 6:33, this is in New King James Version, it says there, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Okay? Minsan, we are so concerned with the dun sa last part na these things shall be added unto you. Lord, ano ba yung para sa akin? Ano ba yung mabe-benefit ko pagka in-honor kita? Pero hindi natin alam na as you seek the kingdom of God, enough na. Yung pag-seek pa lang ng kingdom ni Lord and His righteousness, it's home run already. Okay? Tapos na yung usapan. Kaya nga sabi dyan, and all these things shall be added only. Madadagdag lang. Sobra lang. Kasi seeking first His kingdom and His righteousness is already enough. Kumbaga, yun pa lang, busog na. Pag dinagdagan pa ni Lord ng blessing, kumbaga, sobra na lang. And I hope in this lifetime, you will not choose those added things. You will not choose those dreams that you think will make you happy. No, it won't. You can have all the money in the world. You can have all the fame in the world without God in your life. I tell you, those will just be temporary. You will just be forgotten here on earth. But if you choose eternity, you will have a lifetime experience with God. And while here on earth, it will be added unto you. Grabe, no? Kumbaga, hindi mo kailangan, pero ibibigay ni Lord. Kasi doon pa lang sa kingdom niya, sobrang kontento ka na. Sobrang enjoy na enjoy mo na. Kaya dahil enjoy na enjoy mo, kahit nasa earth ka pa, para ka nang nasa heaven dahil sa blessings na dadating sa buhay mo. If you will just choose God. You know, in Matthew chapter 16, verse 26, for what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? Ano ba naman kung makuha mo yung buong mundo, pero nawala naman yung soul mo o yung relationship mo kay God? You know, those ambitions and dreams, those are good. But be careful that those dreams and ambitions will take God in you. Be careful that those dreams that you have to be rich will not make God take. Kung nga hindi niya kukuhanin si God sa'yo, hindi mo makakalimutan si God. Okay? Nandiyan pa rin si God. And I'm sure may mga iba sa inyo dito, magiging milyonaryo kayo. Meron bang mga ganun dito, mga mukhang milyonaryo? Yan. May mga iba sa inyo rito, papayamanin kayo ni Lord. Yun yung gift nyo eh. Kasi gagamitin din kayo ni Lord. Pero yung mga iba, you know, be secured. Tanungin mo si Lord, Lord, ano ba talaga yung calling ko? Kasi ang pinakamatinding calling is maging disciple mo. Mas magkaroon ng relationship sa'yo more than having these things. You know, in Japan, in South Korea, you know, at itong mga dalawang bansa na to, ito yung isa sa pinakamatataas ang suicide rate. Alam nyo ba yun? Third in the world is South Korea, and Japan is eighth in the world. In Japan, I read a while ago, there are about 72,000 people commit suicide every year. And I was just asking myself, ano ba yung feeling or ano ba yung huling nasa utak ng mga nagsusuicide before they even kill themselves? You know what? Most probably, the reason they killed themselves, the reason they made that choice, is because they thought this earth is the eternal. They did not realize that this earth is just for temporary. Itong mundo na to, hindi to habang buhay. This will all be gone. And if you just give your life to this earth, you will just be disappointed. Diba yung mga, you know, these first world countries, very pressure yan. Yung mga iba nga dyan, yung mga estudyante, pag bumagsak sila sa isang quiz, nagpapakamatay sila. Kasi feeling na wala na silang kwenta, wala silang kaibigan, nagpapakamatay sila. Wala nagkakagusto kanila, nagpapakamatay sila. Because they think, akala nila, ito na lang yun. Hindi nila alam, there's more to this earth. Okay? Meron pang promise si Lord. You know, I just want to show you a picture of a river. Meron ba tayo dyan? You know, this river, kung makikita nyo, usually, sino sa inyo rin na nakakita ka na ng river? Yan. Wow, very good, ah. Sa mga hindi pa, try nyo, maganda yung river. Okay? Pansin nyo yung mga river, yung path ng river, it's always crooked. Diba? Kumbaga sa Tagalog, liko-liko. Bakit ba liko-liko usually ang path ng river? Why? Because a river, okay, it doesn't want resistance. Gusto niya kung saan pwede mag-flow, mag-flow lang siya. Kaya usually, yung path ng river, baliko, liko-liko. Kahit saan, pumapasok siya. You know what? This is the picture of people where they always choose temporary. Kahit saan mo dalhin, okay lang. Sige, kung meron dito, liliko ako. Sige, may inuman dyan, pupunta ako dyan. Sige, maganda pa dyan, pupunta rin ako dyan. Liko-liko. Walang resistance. Kaya pansinin mo, yung buhay din, liko-liko. But you know what? This life and journey with God, yes, matindi yung promise. Pero matindi rin yung price to pay. You know what? This walk with God is never meant for you to be comfortable. If you are not comfortable in this relationship with God, good job. Because that this relationship with God is not to be meant for you to be comfortable. This should be hard. Mahirap mango, hindi mangopya. Mahirap po talaga. Mahirap po lang relationship kahit lahat meron na. Mahirap talaga. Mahirap yung ano, yung wala ka ng pera tapos magta-tights ka pa. Mahirap talaga yun. Wala kang pamasahe pero gusto mo magpunta sa church, maglalakad ka. Mahirap talaga yun. Walang madali. But you know what? There's a promise that as you sow everything here on earth, you will reap everything in heaven. Don't choose convenience. Don't just be that river who flows everywhere. Choose the right path, even if it's inconvenient for you. Even if it's hard, choose it. Choose eternal more than temporary. You know, second thing that will help you make the right choice is the right people. Kahit na lagi mong alam to na, okay, eternal to, temporary lang to, pero wala ka namang kasama, mag-isa ka lang palagi, mahirap din po yun. You need people beside you. Sabi mo kasayin mo, kailangan mo ng tao sa buhay mo. And hindi lang basta tao. Okay? Kailangan mo ng tamang tao sa buhay mo. Okay? In Proverbs chapter 12, verse 15, it says here, the way of a fool seems right to him, but a wise man listens to advice. If you are wise, you will ask advice from people. You will not make decisions alone. Okay, may mga decision po ako sa buhay ko na kinailangan kong makipag-usap sa sobrang daming tao bago po ako nag-desisyon. You need to have advices for you to be wise. Proverbs 19 verse 20. Listen to advice and accept instruction and in the end, you will be wise. Sino po sa inyo gusto niyo maging wise? You have to listen to advices. You have to have the right people in your life. Kahit po alam nyo yung temporary and eternal, kung mag-isa ka lang, mahirap din po. Kaya kung hindi ka pa part ng Victory Group, ay matindi yan, sumali ka na. Ano bang inaantay mo? Pasko? Diba? I encourage you, I beg you, I challenge you to join a Victory Group or a life group in your school. You need to be part of this group. Why? Because these are a group of people that are wise. And for you to be surrounded with people that are wise, you will also be wise. You will also make right decisions and choices. Pansinin mo, yung mga maling decision na ginawa mo sa buhay mo, lahat yon, most probably, mag-isa ka lang. Nag-decision ka mag-isa. Wala kang tinanong. O kung nagtanong ka man, pinagtanungan mo mga maling tao din. Kaya mali din yung decision mo. Tama? That's why you need to have the right people in your life. Kasi kung hindi, ay ikaw din masisira. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33, do not be misled, bad company corrupts good character. Kahit mag-isa ka lang, okay? Kahit sabihin mong may fire ka kay God, pero you're always surrounded with people that are not, you know, into God's thing, then you will be corrupted. Your good character will be corrupted. Eh, ang tanong, eh, paano yung Kuya Dan? Eh, sa classroom namin, ako lang naman po yung Christian. Eh, gusto ko silang i-influence, pero parang ang hirap. Parang imposible. Gusto ko silang i-invite, pero parang hindi naman narinig yung boses ko. Hindi naman nakikita yung efforts ko. Paano yun? Paano kung, ano, kung yung paligid mo, eh, walang right people. You know what? I challenge you, be the right people for them. You might not have the right people in the place where you are. That's why you have to join Victory Groups here. But in that place, then maybe you are the right people that they're looking for. Baka ikaw yung sagot dun sa prayer nila. Eh, ang sino ba naman ako? Eh, ano, wala pa naman ako napapatuloy ang nagagawa. You know what? It's not who you are. It's who you are standing for. You are standing for God, then you are a majority already. You are standing for Jesus, then you are the head already, the leader already. You are not the tail. Hindi ka sunod-sunuran. Ikaw yung magiging leader because you have God in your life. Are you here with me? You know what? Last thing. You know, in making the right choice. You know, I believe everything lies on this. It is the right or relationship with God. You might have these thoughts, you know, temporary, eternal. You might have the right people in your life surrounded with... Kumbaga, pagising mo sa umaga, pagpunta mo sa school, may mga tamang tao, may mga alam kang wisdom. But if you don't have a relationship with God, these are just but wishes. These are just but, you know, sabi-sabi lang, head knowledge. It has to be from here. You have to have a relationship with God. You know what? I have made a lot of decisions in my life. You know what? Those decisions that I made, I was able to make it right because of a right relationship with God. Pansinin mo yung mga ibang mga decisions na ginawa mo. Yes, may mga maling tao, oh, factor yon. Pero more than that, because you don't have the right relationship with God. Because if you just did have a right relationship with God, most probably, malamang po sa malamang, you will make a right decision. You will make a right choice. Because right relationship with God will help us make right decisions. Yun yung relationship mo kay God, it will make you, really, it will help you make the right decisions. In everything that you do, ito po yung pinaka-importanting decision na pwede niyong gawin. Magkaroon po o mas magandang relationship kay God. And every decision after this will be affected. When I married, it's based from my relationship with God. When I became a full-time campus missionary, it's from a relationship with God. When I went to be a missionary to another nation, it's from a relationship with God. Everything that I do lies from a relationship with God. Nung pong college ako, hindi ako nangongopya. Hindi dahil magaling po ako. Because I have a relationship with God. Nag-asawa po ako at the age of 28. I waited for almost 8 years for my wife. And it's not easy. But I did that because I have a relationship with God. I was so content. I want to please God in every decision that I want to do. If you have a relationship with God, I tell you, lahat ng decision mo, hindi na ano yung mas maganda, ano yung mas pangit. Hindi na ano yung mas makakabuti para sa akin o hindi makakabuti, hindi na yon. Ano ba yung makakapag-please sa relationship namin ni Lord? Ano ba yung mas makaka-honor kay God? If you have a relationship with God. You know what? As I close, I will not leave you with something that, you know, you could list in your note. I want to leave you with this challenge. You know, this challenge is this. You leave this place and stay the same, or choose God and be changed forever. It's up to you to choose. I will not let you, you know, hindi ko pipiliin tong decision na to para sa'yo. I will challenge you to make a decision. Lumabas ka dyan sa pintuan na yan, at gawin mo pa rin yung mga dati mong ginagawa araw-araw, at maging the same ka pa rin, enter mo na next Friday. Or you choose God and be the same forever, or be changed forever. You know what? As I close, I'd like to read in Romans chapter 5, verse 8. Before you make that choice, I'd like to tell you that 2,000 years ago, may isang tao, may isang Diyos na naging tao, na ginawa itong choice na to. Para yung choice na pinakita ko sa inyo kanina, magawa mo. You know, in verse 8, it says there, but God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ chose to die for you. You can choose God and be changed forever because 2,000 years ago, He chose to die for you. He chose to pay for your sins so that today, as you choose God, you will be changed forever. You see, apart from God choosing you, apart from the choice that God did 2,000 years ago, you will not be able to choose Him today. It's just by grace that we can choose God. For those of you who have a relationship with God, praise God. That is a grace given to you by God. And later, for those of you who don't have a relationship with God yet, I'll be praying for you that you will make this most important decision in your life. Can I just ask all of you to just close your eyes and bow your heads? Lord, thank you so much. First of all, we can make these right choices because you chose us thousands of years ago. You chose to die for us. You chose to love us. You chose to suffer for us so that we won't suffer anymore. I just want to pray for some of you here. If you have already a relationship with God, but there are choices probably that you made these couple of weeks or months that somehow you chose what's temporary. You chose what you would benefit from for this season more than would please God. And you know what God is telling you? Come to me. Come back to me, my sons and my daughters, says the Lord. Choose me again. Choose me. Choose the hard way. It's hard, yes. But the promise is I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. God wants to assure you tonight that yes, there may be wrong decisions that you made. But God still loves you and God still chose you and chose you. If that is you, nobody's looking around, would you raise your hand so I can pray for you? You know what? Don't be shy to God. God is waiting for this moment so that you will admit and say, Lord, sorry ah. May nagawa na naman akong kapalpakan. Lord, I pray for these young people, Father. Yes, they may have done a wrong decision, a wrong choice. But I pray, Father, that as they choose you again tonight, I pray, Lord, that, Lord, they will just experience you. Lord, you will just change them, Father. You will just change their perspective and their mind. That even after this, may mga choices na naman sila na kailangan gawin. They will choose you. They will choose for what's eternity and not just for what is temporary. I pray, Father, for the grace to say no to temptation. I pray, Father, Lord, for the will to stand for what is right. I pray, Father, for the courage to stand up for what they're believing in their classrooms. I pray, Father, Lord, that they will not be sinking in their faith. I pray, Lord, that they will always choose your word every morning. I pray, Father, that they will not put you in the last part in their day. You will always be there first, Father. Because you always chose us. You have been choosing us every day. In Jesus' name. Amen.